Images of an Era, Finding Peace, 1844, A Great and Marvelous Work. This article has pictures and captions relating to the Restoration, the Saints' Trek Westward, and the establishment of the Church in the West. 27 June, 1844, Joseph and Hiram Smith martyred in Carthage Jail. 8 August, 1844, at a church meeting in Nauvoo, mantle of the prophet fell upon senior apostle Brigham Young, apostle sustained by members to lead church. 4 February, 1846, Nauvoo saints commenced crossing the Mississippi River to move to the Great Basin. 4 February, 1846, ship Brooklyn sailed from New York for California with 238 church members, with Samuel Brannan as leader. 30 April, 1846, Nauvoo Temple dedicated. 30 June, 1846, U.S. Army asked church at Council Bluffs, Iowa, to raise 500 volunteers to fight in war with Mexico. 13 July, 1846, Mormon Battalion mustered into U.S. service. 31 July, 1846, ship Brooklyn arrived in California at San Francisco. 10 through 17th of September, 1846. Battle of Nauvoo fought between remaining members and Illinois mob. 14 January, 1847. President Young received revelation concerning organization of saints for Move West. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 136. 5 April, 1847. First group of President Young's Pioneer Company left winter quarters on the journey west. 21 July, 1847. Orson Pratt and Erastus Snow made first LDS reconnaissance of Salt Lake Valley. 24 July, 1847. President Young entered Salt Lake Valley. 28 July, 1847. Salt Lake Temple site selected by President Young. 31 October, 1847. President Young and other members of the advance company arrived back at winter quarters. 5 December, 1847. President Young sustained a second president of the church by Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Canesville, Pottawatomie County, Iowa. 27 December, 1847. Conference of Church at Canesville sustained Brigham Young, Heber C. Kimball, Willard Richards as first presidency. June 1848. Crickets came from mountains into Salt Lake Valley, devastating crops. Fields saved as flocks of seagulls devoured crickets. Fall 1849. Perpetual Emigrating Fund Company established. 9 December 1849. Sunday school organized by Richard Ballantyne. 15 June 1850. Deseret News began publication in Salt Lake City. 20 September 1850. President Young appointed governor of Utah Territory. 11 July 1851. Pearl of Great Price first published, Liverpool, England. 11 November 1851. University of Deseret, now University of Utah, opened, Salt Lake City. 29 August 1852. Public announcement of plural marriage made, Salt Lake City. 5 May 1855, Endowment House, dedicated at Salt Lake City. 1855, Fast Day inaugurated as first Thursday of each month. October 1856, Handcart Companies of Captain James G. Willie and Captain Edward Martin, detained by early snowstorms, found by rescue companies from Salt Lake Valley. 9 November, 1856. Willie Handcart Company arrived in Salt Lake City. Suffered about 68 deaths in a company of 500. 30 November, 1856. Martin Handcart Company arrived, Salt Lake City. Suffered between 135 and 150 deaths in a company of 576. May, 1858. Evacuation to the south of all northern Utah settlements in preparation for arrival of Johnston's army and possible war with the United States. 11 June 1858, peaceful settlement to Utah War negotiated. 6 October 1867, first general conference held in New Tabernacle, Salt Lake City. 8 December 1867, Relief Society reorganized by President Young, with Eliza R. Snow as president. 1 March 1869, Zion's Cooperative Mercantile Institution, ZCMI, a cooperative business system, began in Salt Lake City. 10 May 1869, railroad spanning the United States completed at Promontory Summit, Utah. 28 November 1869, Young Ladies Retrenchment Association organized by President Young, later became Modern Young Women Organization. June 1872, first issue of Woman's Exponent published, Salt Lake City. 10 June 1875, Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association organized, later became Young Men Program. 16 October 1875, Brigham Young Academy, now Brigham Young University, organized. Provo, Utah, was first church academy. 6 April 1877, St. George Temple dedicated. President Young received revelation to set in order the church priesthood organization and stakes. 29 August 1877, President Brigham Young died. 25 August 1878, Aurelia Spencer Rogers, founded primary organization, Farmington, Utah. 6 April 1880, 50th year since organization of church, declared year of Jubilee. 19 June 1880, separate general presidencies called for Relief Society, Young Ladies Mutual Improvement Association, and the Primary Association. 10 October 1880, John Taylor sustained as third president of the church. Pearl of Great Price accepted as church scripture. 17 May 1884, Logan Temple dedicated. 25 July 1887, President John Taylor died. 17 May 1888, Manti Temple dedicated. 7 April 1889, Wilford Woodruff sustained as fourth president of the church. 24 September 1890, President Woodruff received revelation discontinuing the practice of plural marriage. 6 April 1893, Salt Lake Temple, 40 years in progress, dedicated by President Woodruff. 5 April 1894, President Woodruff presented to his counselors and Quorum of the Twelve a revelation concerning temple and family history work. 13 November 1894, Genealogical Society of Utah organized, was forerunner of Family History Department. 4 January 1896, Utah became the 45th state of the United States. 6 December 1896, Fast Day changed from first Thursday of month to first Sunday. November 1897, first issue of Improvement Era published, forerunner of the Ensign magazine. Spring 1898, first sister missionaries set apart. 2 September 1898, President Wilford Woodruff died. End of Images of an Era, Finding Peace.